Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. Tonight is Game 1 of the Western Division League Championship Series between your Dunedin Blue Jays and the first half champion Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Your Blue Jays clinching their spot on the last day of the season due to a rainout between the Blue Jays and the Cardinals, and also a rainout by the Marauders and the Threshers. They finished the second half with a 38-25 record, clinching their first playoff berth since 2019. And this is the first playoff game played here at TD Ballpark since 2017, and the first time since it's been known as TD Ballpark. It's 84 degrees and beautiful outside here in Dunedin, Florida. Perfect weather for playoff baseball. And we're ready to get started. Rafael Sanchez, he made two appearances, one start in the regular season for Dunedin. He gets the nod here for game one. The righty out of the windup. First pitch, that one lifted shallow right field. Going out is the second baseman, Beltre. Calling for it is Alan Roden. And that is one pitch, one out, one up, one down. Let's take a look at the defense for your Blue Jays in the outfield. Left to right, Roque Salinas, Devontae Brown, and Alan Roden. Along that infield, third to first, Cade Doty at third, Josh Kasevich at short, Manuel Beltre at second base, and Peyton Williams at first, with Victor Mesia behind the plate, forming the battery with Rafael Sanchez. Noah Miller, the shortstop, first pitch he'll take in there for a called strike, 0-1. A side note, this is a challenge game. Most Tuesday, Wednesday games were all automated balls and strikes, but this is umpire's discretion. That one missed low and outside, 1-1. Each team will get three challenges. If you win the challenge, you keep it. If you lose the challenge, you lose the challenge. That one is outside. Now a 2-1 count. Noah Miller, the shortstop, batting .211 in the regular season. Two home runs, 24 RBIs. And that one a ground ball right side, foul, a 2-2 count. Fort Myers went 41-23 in the first half, clinching their playoff berth. But it was a much harder second half for the Mighty Muscles, going 28-36. That placed them fifth in the West Division and the third worst record in the Florida State League in the second half. That one, a foul tip back to the screen and staying alive, is Noah Miller. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Nobody on for the shortstop. Sanchez shakes off Mesia. And now, out of the windup, the 2-2 pitch. That one sent towards right center field. That could be trouble. That's going to fall in front of Alan Roden. A one-out single. That one looked like the slider by Rafael Sanchez. Hung it up a little bit, and Noah Miller was able to take advantage for the first hit of the game.
Second baseman, number one, Tanner Schobel.
Tanner Schobel, the second baseman, batting .242. Played in 28 games for the Mighty Muscles during the regular season. One on, one away. Noah Miller is a threat to go there at first base. 23 of 30 on the season in stolen base attempts. And the righty on the hill makes it a little bit easier for him. That first pitch by Sanchez in there for a called strike. Fastball at 91 outside corner. First time out of the stretch today for Sanchez. No balls and a strike. The righty comes set. And now a move over to first. Noah Miller diving back in safely. That's attempt number one for Sanchez. You get three attempts with a runner on during the at-bat. That one missed off the plate, 1-1. You get three attempts. If you don't get a successful pickoff of the runner after the third attempt, it is considered a balk, and they are advanced to the next base. So it's always something that the pitchers have to keep in the back of their mind. The 1-1, That one lined right side. Alan Roan going towards the line. That's going to be a foul ball. Goes off that last bit of netting as that foul outfield wall jets in. So no harm, no foul. A 1-2 count to Schobel. Noah Cardenas, the catcher, waiting on deck batting cleanup tonight. One ball, two strikes. Sanchez kicks, fires. That one missed just off the plate. Fastball, slider, changeup in the repertoire for Rafael Sanchez, 23-year-old from Cuba. He was a hot commodity when he was made available as an international free agent. The Blue Jays got him. The 2-2. That one, a ground ball over to third. Potential double play. Over to second for one. And first is high and staying on the bag. No! Peyton Williams stayed on the bag. But first base umpire Nelson Fraley said he came off. Oh, goodness. That would have been an inning-ending 5-4-3 double play. Peyton Williams, 6'5". Very large frame. He kept his end of his cleat on the bag, but Nelson Fraley said he came off. So that's going to be a 5-4 fielder's choice. No error on the play. So that keeps the inning alive for Fort Myers. That one, first pitch to Cardenas, taken down low. One and 0 to Cardenas, batted .261 in the regular season, 9 home runs, 43 RBIs. Had an OBP that was 140 points higher than his batting average at .421. Move over to first with Schobel back in time. Schobel also a threat to steal, 6 of 7 through the 28 games he played in the regular season. A 1-0 count. The righty kicks and fires. That one lined into right. That's going to fall for a base hit. Bounces in front of Roden. He gets a strong throw back into the infield over the third, preventing Schobel from taking the extra bag. Now first and second for the left fielder, Ben Ross.
Left fielder, number 4, Ben Ross.
Runner in scoring position now for the Mighty Muscles. Ben Ross stepping in for the first time tonight, batting in the 5-hole. Sanchez looking towards second now. Kicks and fires. That first pitch, the slider in there for a called strike. Top of the zone, 0-1. Ben Ross, the fifth-round pick by the Minnesota Twins organization this past July out of Notre Dame. The 0-1, that one, the slider again in there. Took it on the outside corner. Quickly down 0-2 is Ben Ross. No balls, two strikes, two outs. And the pitch. That one ripped into left. That's going to fall for a base hit. Roque with the pickup. The runner's going around. The throw to the plate is going to be cut off by Doty. Now back over to second. They've got Schobel in a rundown. Rather, that's Noah Cardenas. And tagging out on the diving play is Manuel Beltre. So a run on the board for the Mighty Muscles, but the Blue Jays are able to get out of it with just that one allowed. That ends the inning. An RBI single for Ben Ross. Gives Fort Myers the lead, but we'll head to the home half of the first, 1-0. Fort Myers in front. Take it away.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Running on red lights. Pull up to the club just to get the hit right. I do every night. You can call it limelight. I'ma call it my life. Shorty looking all right. DK jeans on, skin tight. She be shaking that tail light. Got me frozen in the road like a deer in the headlights. Ooh, backwoods wanna know if you can roll. That's a rock on a rock, ice cold. Got the coupe on a new town road. Real low, low. I know we just met, but girl, let's roll. Let's roll. Whoa. Let's roll.
messing with a bro now. I'm a bro now. I'm the who, what, when, where to go now. Show sold out. From the front to the back, hip hop brought the whole down. Got the game on the go route. I'm the black Tom Brady in this. I'm the goat now. Shorty, I'm so wild. Heartlands out the SoCal. Better know now.
We're back here, bottom half of the first. Josh Kasevich, the shortstop, is going to lead things off, followed by Alan Roden and Kate Doty, the 1-2-3 hitters for the Blue Jays. On the bump for Fort Myers, the righty Pearson Ohl, first pitch in there for a called strike, first pitch to Kasevich. Pearson Ohl in the regular season, 6-7 record, 18 starts through 20 games, a 3.53 ERA. And a cut and a miss, that one the changeup, 0-2 now to Kasevich. Fastball, slider, changeup, and a curveball in the repertoire for Pearson Ohl. 0-2 count to Josh Kasevich. .262 batter in the regular season, 7 RBIs, no home runs. That one a liner, that's going to get over the head of Noah Miller. And a leadoff single for Kasevich gets the Blue Jays started here in the first. Let's take a look at the defense for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. In the outfield, left to right, Ben Ross, Misael Urbina, and Kalai Rosario. Along that infield, third to first. At third, Keone Cavaco. Noah Miller at short. Tanner Schobel at second base. And Rubel Cespedes at first with Noah Cardenas behind the plate, forming the battery with Pearson Ohl. One on, nobody out. A lefty-righty matchup. First pitch to Roden, taken down low. Alan Roden in the regular season batted .233, one home run, 9 RBIs, but a .374 OBP. Not shy about taking the walk. The 1-0, that one he takes. Did he go around? He did not. 2-0 the count to Alan Roden. And now move over to first with Kasevich back in time. A bad pickoff throw there by Pearson Ohl. Took Cespedes off the bag, I should say. It was a good thing he didn't throw it too hard. Out of the set position, the 2-0, that one in there. 2-1 the count to Roden. Roden, the 22-year-old out of Middleton, Wisconsin, drafted in the third round by the Blue Jays out of Creighton. The 2-1. That one line to the left side, going over towards the corner is Ben Ross. That's going to fall into fair territory. Extra bases for Roden. They're going to hold Kasevich at third. Back-to-back hits, a single and a double, put runners on second and third for the Blue Jays. No outs here, bottom half of the first, and Kate Doty will step in.
Third baseman, number 2, Kate Doty.
Alan Roden goes to the opposite field, keeps it fair. And now the Blue Jays with a chance to tie and potentially take the lead. Second and third, no outs. First pitch to Doty. That one lifted high right side. That's hooking towards the corner, and that's going to go out of play. Come on, 0-1 to start off Doty. Doty batted .272 in the regular season. 6 home runs for him, 24 RBIs. And the 0-1, that one lifted high right side of the infield. That's going to hook out of play again. Doty being aggressive at the plate, 0-2 count to him. Played in 26 games for the Blue Jays after being drafted this past July out of LSU. Second round compensatory selection by the Blue Jays. And the 0-2, that one low and outside, now 1-2. One ball, two strikes to Doty. Ohl with a tough position here. No outs. And the 1-2. That one skips. Two and two the count. Peyton Williams, the first baseman on deck. And the pitch. Soft chopper, left side, foul. Right off the end of the bat, it was outside. Doty protecting with two strikes, able to keep himself alive. Two and two again. Pearson Ohl. The 2-2. That one lined right side again. Two and two. That one went well out of play. Staying alive again is Doty. This will be the 14th pitch by Pearson Ohl. Still no outs. And that one skips low and outside. Now a full count. First base is open. A 3-2 count to Doty. Ohl against the Blue Jays this year went 0-1. A 3.60 ERA. Pitched 10 innings. Gave up 5 runs. 4 earned. And that one a chopper left side. That's a fair ball. Picked up by Cavaco. Long throw is... not in time, and over to third goes Roden. That ball pops away. Now he's headed home. The throw to the plate will be high. 2-run score with the error. An RBI infield hit by Kay Doty and an error on the first baseman. Rubel Cespedes on the throw. Alan Roden with the speed down the third base line comes home. 2 runs come in on the play. The Blue Jays take the lead. No outs here in the first. What an answer back in this first inning by Dunedin. Now, one on, still no out for Peyton Williams. Lefty-righty matchup, first pitch by Ohl. Caught and a miss there on the off-speed by Peyton Williams, 0-1. No balls a strike now. Move over. Softly thrown. Doty staying on his feet. Back on the bag. 0-1 still the count. Devontae Brown waiting on deck. He'll come up. Peyton Williams batted 242 on the year. 382 OBP. That one lifted high left side. That's hooking over the dugout for Fort Myers. And Cardenas can't make the grab. That one stayed in play. And right off the end of the glove by Cardenas. Would have been a tough play. That ball had a ton of spin on it, but staying alive there is Peyton Williams. Cardenas, normally a really good defensive catcher, couldn't make the grab there. Would have been a big out for Pearson Ohl, but the inning continues with no outs. The 0-2. That one chopped left side. That's going to be picked up by Cavaco. Has to make a tough throw over to first, and Peyton Williams beats it out. Back-to-back infield singles by Kay Doty, and Peyton Williams has runners on first and second. Still no outs for the Blue Jays.
Center fielder, number 3, Devontae Brown.
Peyton Williams with an infield single. And now Carlos Hernandez, the pitching coach. Actually, I believe that's Jared Gaynor. He's going to go out talk to Pearson Ohl and Noah Cardenas. The Blue Jays keep going in this inning. 4 straight hits to start off this ballgame. And now another tough at-bat for Pearson Ohl. Devontae Brown will step in. Out to break it up is Robert Ginther, the home plate umpire. Ginther behind home plate. Nelson Fraley at first. Garrett Griffin at second base. And Shea Graham over at third. Shea Graham with his first Florida State League game this year. He's currently on loan from the Carolina League. First and second, still no outs for Dunedin. Devontae Brown batted 308, a 477 OBP. First pitch, he'll take in there for a strike, 0-1. This will be Pearson Ohl's 20th pitch. Movement going on in the bullpen for Fort Myers. That one lifted back out of play. No throwing just yet. No two count to Devontae. Esteban Machado waiting on deck. In the 0-2. That one, a ground ball over to third. That's going to be a fair ball. Throw over to first is in time. Just barely. The throw by Keone Cavaco, a good one. So moving over to second and third are Peyton Williams and Cade Doty, respectively. That ball not hit hard enough to Cavaco for him to get a force out at third. So now runners in scoring position again. Now for Esteban Machado, one out. First pitch to Machado, that one lifted left side up and out of play. Esteban Machado, the only batter on this Blue Jays roster, has taken any at-bats against Pearson Ohl. That came a few months ago. He went 0-3 with an RBI and a strikeout against Ohl. The 0-1, and they called a balk. A balk on Pearson Ohl. And both runners will advance. Cade Doty's going to come to the plate and score. Not a lot of argument from the Fort Myers dugout. And the Blue Jays have put up three in this inning. Now the runner still 90 feet away, still only one out. And now some throwing in that pen for Fort Myers. Oh, kicks, fires. That one inside. One in, one the count to Machado. This is becoming a very long inning here for Pearson Ohl. The 1-1, that one in there. Machado takes the strike, a 1-2 count. Mike Paredes warming up in that Fort Myers pen. That one lifted left side, that'll get up and out of play. 1-2, Machado stays alive. Fort Myers might have to go to their piggybacker a little earlier, much earlier, I should say, than expected. And the 1-2 again. That one line towards center. Peyton Williams is going to attack. He's going to go to the plate. The throw home from Urbina is going to be down the line, and Peyton Williams is going to score. A sacrifice fly by Esteban Machado. Now a four-run inning for Dunedin. They lead by three here in the first. Out number two, base is now finally empty for Pearson Ohl. And Roque Salinas will step in. Salinas playing left field tonight. First pitch in there, taken for a strike, 0-1 to start off Roque. Roque, the seventh batter coming to the plate in this inning for Dunedin. Lefty-righty matchup. That one he lines right side. That's going to hook foul. Oh, and to the count to Salinas. Batted 277 on the year. Three home runs, 43 RBIs. And the 0-2. That one skips. A huge first inning for the Blue Jays after their bats were pretty cold in the Palm Beach series. I guess all they needed was a day or two off because they came out real hot. The 1-2, that one fouled off. That was the 30th pitch of the inning for Pearson Ohl. One ball, two strikes. The pitch. That one lifted, shallow left center. Out to make the grab is Noah Miller, backing up, and he'll make it. So that will finally end the inning, but not before the Blue Jays could put four on the board. After giving up one in the top half of the first, they take the lead. 4-1 as we go to the second inning. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you, oh. The way I breathe you in, hey. It's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. Souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time and give you my whole life. I left my girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave her, call it torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her? Left the baggage for a moment.
We're back here, top half of the second. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Couldn't ask for a better bottom half of the first. Four runs for the Blue Jays. First pitch by Sanchez down the line left side. Picked up by Doty at third. Throws in time for the 5-3 putout. Kola'i Rosario retired on the first pitch of the inning. And now Rubel Cespedes, the first baseman, will step in. One up, one down. Rafael Sanchez back out for his second inning worth of work. Out of the windup, he'll kick and fire that one in there. 0-1 to start off Cespedes. Batted 290 in the regular season, four home runs, 28 RBIs. And the pitch. That one lined. Left center field coming in is Devontae. That's going to fall in front of him. A one-out single for Cespedes has a runner on for the Mighty Muscles. And now Keone Cavaco, the third baseman, will step in.
Third baseman, number 9, Keone Cavaco.
One on, one out for Cavaco. He was a mainstay in the Mighty Muscles lineup this year as well. That one lifted towards center, shallow. Coming in is Devontae. First step was backwards, but he's able to recover. And he makes the grab for out number two. Now Nate Baez, the DH, will step in, batting in the 9 hole. One on, two away. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch by Sanchez. That one, the slider, right there at the knees. Take it for a strike, 0-1. Baez, the 12th rounder this past July, taken by Minnesota out of Arizona State. The 0-1. That one, the slider, low and away. Can't get the chase. 1-1. Is the 21-year-old out of Tucson, Arizona. Slider Cespedes still there at first base. The 1-1. Caught and a miss, that high heater. 1-2 the count. One ball, two strikes. All four of those runs charged to Pearson Ohl in that first inning were earned. Another fastball up high, taken that time by Baez. Evens the count up 2-2. Sanchez comes set. The 2-2. Slider fouled off. Staying alive is Baez. Fights that one off. You'll see another. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. That one in there, dots it. The changeup outside corner. First strikeout for Sanchez. Leaves a runner on first. We'll head to the home half of the second. 4-1, your Blue Jays in front.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted here. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right here. Can't be right, yeah. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay, yeah. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay, yeah.
We're back here, home half of the second. Victor Messi is going to lead things off in the 8 hole. He'll be followed by Manuel Beltre and Josh Kasevich, the 8-9-1 hitters due up for your Blue Jays. Pearson Ohl, after giving up four runs in the bottom of the first, back out for the second inning. First pitch, that one a soft blooper right side. That's going to be caught there by Tanner Schobel. One pitch, one out, one up, one down. And that brings up Manuel Beltre.
Second baseman, number 7, Manuel Beltre.
One away for Beltre. Played in just 5 games in the regular season for the Blue Jays after being called up from the Complex League. The 18-year-old, first pitch taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Went 8 for 21, a home run, 3 RBIs in just those 5 games. That one in there. 1-1. Ranked as the 22nd overall prospect in the Blue Jays organization. Blue Jays like this guy a lot. A lot of potential from the 18-year-old. That one lifted high. That's going to stay in the infield. Just a step or two on the outfield grass. Tanner Schobel, he'll make the grab now. Back-to-back F4s. And that brings up Josh Kasevich.
Now batting number 4, Josh Kasevich.
Two down, bases empty for Kasevich. Up for the first time, rather second time. In his first, he singled the lead off the inning, came around and scored the first run. First pitch, grounder left side. That's going to be picked up by Miller. That one bobbled on the backhand and able to recover in time. Popped back up off the clay into his bare hand, and he completes the 6-3 putout. Blue Jays go down in order. We'll head to the top half of the third. 4-1, Dunedin leads. Back here, top of the third, Rafael Sanchez back out for his third inning worth of work. Top of the order up for the Mighty Muscles. First pitch skied right side. That's going to get out of play. 0-1 to start off, Urbina. Misael Urbina, the center fielder, flew out to center himself in his first at bat. 0-1 the count to him. Sanchez out of the windup, the 0-1. That one low and outside. 1-1. Four hits, one run so far given up by Sanchez. And that one skied right side again out of play. 1-2. One ball, two strikes to the leadoff man. And the pitch. That one fouled back into the screen. Staying alive is Urbina. Blue Jays up 4-1 here in game one. This series, a best of three. First to two wins. And the 1-2 again. That one in there. Change up again. Dots it on the outside corner against the righty. Second strikeout for Sanchez. First out of the inning.
Shortstop, number 21.
Now Noah Miller, the shortstop, up for the second time. First pitch in there for a strike. Singled in his first at-bat. Was out on a fielder's choice that, in my opinion, should have been a double play. That one down low skipped. 1-1. That allowed a run to eventually come in that inning for Fort Myers. But the Blue Jays able to answer back. That one missed low and in. Two balls and a strike. Wind blowing slightly out to right field. Not a ton of wind here at TD Ballpark. And the 2-1, that one skipped. 3-1 the count to Miller. And the pitch. That one fouled right into his foot. Stays alive. Full count now to Miller, 3-2. And out of the windup, Sanchez kicks and fires. That one missed outside. Noah Miller draws the one-out walk. Second time on base for him. First walk given up by Sanchez.
Second baseman, number one.
Now Tanner Schobel, the second baseman, will come in. He scored the lone run in that first inning. Again, Noah Miller is a threat to steal. 23 of 30 on the year. That one missed low and outside. Fastball had a lot come off of it that time. 87 only from Sanchez. The 1-0, ground ball over to short, picked up by Kasich. Flips it over to Machado, rather Beltre, and in time, the 6-4-3 inning-ending double play. That wipes away the walk and gets the Blue Jays out of the inning. We'll head to the home half of the third here at TD Ballpark. It's 4-1. And don't forget, Blue Jays fans, the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network is going on the road with the team for the playoffs. Tomorrow is an off day, but Game 2 will be in Fort Myers on Thursday, September 15th. And Game 3, if necessary, will also be in Fort Myers on Friday, September 16th. Both games are scheduled to start at 7 p.m. Make sure to tune in as your Blue Jays continue their playoff run. We're back here, home half of the third. Alan Roden will step in for the second time. 2-3-4 hitters, Roden, Doty, and Williams all due up in this half inning. Pearson Ohl, much better second inning than the first, a 1-2-3 inning. He's back out for his third inning worth of work. First pitch, that one lined towards right center field. That's going to be trouble. That's going to get down. That one pops off the glove of Urbina. Now trying to recover into second is Roden. That should be a single and an error there by the center fielder, Misael Urbina. And that is. It's a single for Roden.
Third baseman, number two,
and an error on the play. Now immediately a runner in scoring position for Dunedin. Cade Doty stepping up. Reached on an infield single to third. An RBI infield single came around and scored the third run of the inning. First pitch, that one low. Alan Roden now 2 of 2, halfway through the cycle. A little early to speculate that, but you never know. Oh, working back out of the stretch, kicks and fires. That one a chopper left side, picked up by Cavaco. Throw to first in time to get Cade Doty. One away now for Peyton Williams with that runner in scoring position. Williams also reached on an infield single. Came in to score on the sack fly by Esteban Machado. Another RBI opportunity for him. First pitch, fouled off. That one bounces off the press level back into the crowd. Oh, and won the count. No balls, a strike. Lefty-righty matchup. The righty kicks and fires. That one low and inside, kept in front by Cardenas. Devontae Brown on deck. One and one, the pitch. That one low. 2-1 to Williams. Pearson Old doesn't like the ball. Asks for a new one. Williams, the 21-year-old out of Iowa. Born in Des Moines, drafted in the 7th round out of the University of Iowa. And the 2-1. Caught and a miss. That one looked like the slider there. 2-2. Junior season at Iowa, he batted .335, 13 home runs, 41 RBIs. He struggled a little bit here at Dunedin at times. The 2-2, that one skips again. A full count now to Peyton Williams. He's also definitely not afraid to take the walk. 21 walks drawn. That brings his OBP 140 points higher than his batting average. And the full count pitch. That one lifted left side. That keeps hooking, keeps hooking, keeps hooking. That's going to get into the crowd. Williams stays alive on that foul ball. He'll see another 3-2 pitch. Alan Roden still standing there at second base. The 3-2 again. That one called strike three. Williams doesn't challenge. He thought it was going to be ball four, but he doesn't go for the challenge.
Now batting number three, Devontae Brown.
That's the first strikeout for Pearson Ohl. Finally gets it on the 13th batter he faces. Now Devontae Brown, the center fielder. Grounded out to third in his first at bat. That one, base hit on the middle. They're going to wave Roden around. The pickup by Urbina, there's not going to be a throw to the plate. The Blue Jays take a 4-run lead. An RBI single for Devontae Brown. Brings in Alan Roden. Now Esteban Machado will step in.
Designated hitter, number 14, Esteban Machado.
Machado drove in a run on a sac fly to center field back in the first inning. First pitch, cuts and misses. 0-1 on that one. No balls, a strike. Devontae Brown at first. The pitch. That one ripped towards right. That's going to fall for a base hit. Devontae Brown headed from second to third. He takes the extra base on the single by Esteban Machado. Runners on the corners now for Roque Salinas. These Blue Jays batters are seeing the ball out of the hand of Ohl really, really well. And now Roque Salinas will come up for the second time. Back-to-back singles by Brown and Machado have runners on the corners, two down. Roque popped out to short in his first at bat. A soft move over to first by Ohl. That's his first. Machado, not really a stolen base threat. Just 6 of 9 on the year. That one popped back out of play, 0-1. No balls, one strike to the lefty hitting Salinas. Now another move over. That one a quicker throw. Second attempt by Ohl. Now Machado might be able to get a little bit of a bigger lead here. The The 0-1. Caught and a miss, that high fastball. Roque couldn't get up to it. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. If the ball's in the zone, Roque, very good chance of him at least getting a piece of it. The 0-2 pitch. That one popped up left side, up and out of play. He stays alive. Count stays 0-2. First and third, two down. All comes set. Kicks and fires. And caught in the midst of that one in the dirt. Roque goes down swinging. And that will end the inning. Second strikeout for Pearson Olin. We'll head to the top half of the fourth. It's 5-1. Dunedin in front.
I'm on an island, even when you're close. Can't take the silence.
Back here, top half of the fourth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Noah Cardenas, the catcher, will lead things off for Fort Myers. Cardenas, Ross, and Rosario, the 4-5-6 hitters, due up. First pitch, the slider by Sanchez, taken low and outside. 1-0 to start off Cardenas. Singled into right in his first at bat, but was the third out of the inning on the base pass. A mental mistake by Cardenas, and he looks to challenge that pitch. Slider, low outside corner, was called a strike and overturned to a ball.
Strike has been overturned.
First challenge of the night, a successful one by the Mighty Muscles.
The result is a 2-0.
And now it's 2-0. Out of the windup, Sanchez kicks, fires. That one, the slider, definitely caught. 2-1. Cardenas, is he asking for another one? No, he's not. 2-1 the count. Time called by Cardenas. Again, another reminder. Even though this is a Tuesday game, it is a challenge game, not an ABS game. Two balls and a strike as Cardenas steps back in. That one just missing with fastball outside corner. 3-1. Two strikeouts through the first three innings for Sanchez. A 3-1 count to Cardenas. And the pitch. That one lifted high right side, coming in towards the line is Roden. Out is Beltre, who's going to call for it, and Beltre can't make the grab. Landed in foul territory, gave a nice effort sliding down to the ground. But Cardenas stays alive. He'll have a 3-2 count. Sanchez went five innings in his debut start for the Blue Jays, that being against Bradenton. And the last time out, he went just three innings pitched against Tampa. The 3-2. That one in there. Called strike three. Fastball outside corner. Third strikeout, all looking for Sanchez, and that's going to bring up Ben Ross.
Number four, Ben Ross.
Ben Ross drove in the lone run for Fort Myers in that first inning. But as I mentioned, Cardenas with a mental mistake was caught in between second and third. First pitch up high. That one looked like the changeup by Sanchez. Got away from him 1-0. That one down the line. That's a fair ball over the third base bag. Potential extra bases for Ben Ross. Salinas threw it the throw to second offline. It will be a one-out double for Ben Ross. He's 2-for-2 on the night. That ball just hopped over the third base bag in fair territory. Kay Doty unable to get to it. Now Kalei Rosario, the left field, rather right fielder, will step in. One on, one out. The Mighty Muscles with a runner in scoring position. First pitch, that one, the slider in there. 0-1 to start off Rosario. Blue Jays leading 5-1. Fort Myers trying to chip away. Back-to-back sliders, that one lifted towards center. Devontae Brown settles, and the runner will take off. The throw to third will be not in time. Ben Ross able to take third on the flyout, but with two outs, he's 90 feet away for Rubel Cespedes.
Now batting number 20, Rubel Cespedes.
Cespedes up for the second time, 1-for-1. Singled in the second inning, was stranded there after back-to-back outs by Sanchez. First pitch, that one fouled off left side. No balls, a strike. Righty-lefty matchup with the lefty hitting first baseman. And the 0-1. That one again, lined foul left side. 0-2 the count. Sanchez a strike away from getting out of this inning. Trying to keep that one on the board for the Mighty Muscles. No balls, two strikes. Sanchez stepped off to reset the pitch clock. And the 0-2. Ground ball over to second. Picked up by Beltre. Throw first in time, and that will end the inning. No runs, a hit. One man left the board. We'll head to the home half of the fourth here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays leading it 5-1.
You know I got your number all night. I'm always on your team, I got your back, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna put you into the spotlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right. I will follow you way down, wherever you may go. Deepest low, I'll always be around. Where
We're back here, home half of the fourth. Victor Messi is going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. The catcher up for the second time. Pearson Hull still out there working. Fort Myers does have an arm loosening up in the bullpen. First pitch, trying to check his swing. He went around on that pitch in the dirt. 0-1 to start off Messi. He popped out to second in his first at bat. That's Mike Paredes back warming up in the bullpen for the Mighty Muscles. Messia, Beltre, and Kasevich, the 8-9-1 hitters due up. That one's in there. Now 0-2 to Messia. No balls, two strikes. Ole working out of the windup, the pitch. And that one, a grounder over to the right side, picked up by the second baseman, Schoble. He'll throw over to first in time for the 4-3 put out. One up, one down. Manuel Beltre back up for the second time. He also popped out to second. Part of that 1-2-3 second inning for Pearson Ole. It's the only inning he's been able to get through clean. He's facing the same three hitters as he did in that lineup. That one ripped towards left. That's going to fall for a base hit. Extra bases as it bounces off the wall. Picked up by Ben Ross. Throw is going to be cut off. Beltre into second with a stand-up double. So he can't get through this inning clean. Manuel Beltre makes the most of his second chance against Ole. And that's going to get Brian Meyer out of the Fort Myers dugout. That looks like it's going to be it for Pearson Ole. We'll wait for him to take the ball. He signals over to the third base umpire, Shea Graham. And that does it for Pearson Ole. Just 3 1/3 innings for Pearson Ole. Fort Myers definitely wanted him to go longer. We'll take a break for the new pitcher. Should be Mike Paredes. And we'll be back here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. 5-1, your Blue Jays lead it. We're back here, bottom half of the fourth. It is Mike Paredes. He was scheduled to piggyback off of Pearson Ole, but he's in earlier than expected. Paredes, this year, 3.11 ERA for the Mighty Muscles. He's got a runner on second, one away. First pitch to Josh Kasevich is in there, the fastball, outside corner. 0-1 to start him off. The line for Pearson Ole, 3 1/3 innings pitch, 8 hits, 5 runs, 4 of them being earned, but he is responsible for that runner on second. That one's in there now, an 0-2 count to Kasevich.
The call of strike has been upheld.
Kasevich with the challenge. First challenge by the Blue Jays. It's unsuccessful. They lose it. They've got 2 remaining. No balls, 2 strikes. Paredes out of the stretch, kicks, fires. That one fouled back. Bounces off the awning over the suite to my right, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. RBI opportunity for Josh Kasevich. He's 1-for-2. A single and a ground out to short. And the pitch. That one lifted high towards shallow center. Tanner Schobel just in the outfield grass makes the grab, and that's two down. Alan Roden now stepping up for the third time. He's 2-for-2, two runs scored. A double in his first bat, a single in his second. Manuel Beltre still standing there at second base. Lefty-righty matchup. First pitch, he takes down low for a ball. 1-0 to start off Roden. Paredes comes set, looking towards second. Kicks and fires. That one lifted high up in the air. Shallow right field. Kalauti Rosario making the call. No, Urbina calls him off. He'll make the grab, and that will end the inning. No runs, a hit, one man left the board. The Blue Jays will go into the top half of the fifth. It's still 5-1. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Well, we grew up down by the railroad track, shooting BBs at old beer cans. Choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos. Singing loud and proud to give me three steps, simple man and Curtis Lowe. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And the beers are pouring till Monday morning, and we start it all over again.
We're back here, top half of the fifth. Rafael Sanchez still back out there, just 53 pitches through the first four innings pitch for him. First pitch in there for a called strike to Keone Cavaco, the third baseman. He's up for the second time, 0-for-1, a fly out to center. Now on a foul tip back to the screen, 0-2. Four innings pitched thus far for Sanchez, just the one run. Three Ks so far. 0-2 the count to Cavaco. And the pitch. And that one foul. That's on the plate. Is that a fair ball? Messia can't see it. It's sitting there right there on the plate. And that's a fair ball. Wow, I've never seen that before. Victor Messia could not see the ball with it being right there on the plate.
Number 17, Nate Baez.
So that's going to be probably the oddest infield single I've ever seen. Definitely the oddest one I've seen this year. That's something about baseball. You're going to see something new every day. First pitch to Nate Baez taking up high for a ball, 1-0. So the leadoff man aboard for the Mighty Muscles. A 1-0 count. Sanchez kicks, fires that one. A check swing, foul ball. Baez tried to hold up his swing. Left the bat a little bit too far. 1-1 count. A ball and a strike. Sanchez working out of the stretch. Kicks and fires that one. Now snap throw by Messi over to first. A low one kept in front by Peyton Williams. And if you listen to the broadcast relatively frequently, Victor Messi loves that snap throw back over to first. The 2-1. That one in there. Fastball. That's the outside corner. 2-2. Baez struck out looking in his first at-bat on a 2-2 count. And the pitch. Chopper, right side, picked up. Over to second by Williams, back over to first, and Sanchez kept his foot on the bag. What a play by Rafael Sanchez. These Blue Jays pitchers do a ton of PFP, pitchers fielding practice, and it pays off there. A 3-6-1 double play. Brian Meyer out arguing with first base umpire Nelson Fraley, saying that Sanchez didn't keep his foot on the bag. We've seen Brian Meyer get ejected here from TD Ballpark a few times. Right now he's hearing out Nelson Fraley. He doesn't like the explanation he was given, but he's headed back to third base. So that takes away that weird infield single.
Center fielder, number 8.
A great play made there by both Peyton Williams and Rafael Sanchez. Second double play turned by the Blue Jays tonight. Just through the first 5 innings, first pitch to Misael Urbina, the center fielder. Missed low for a ball. Sanchez kicks, fires. That one's in there. Urbina 0-2, fly out and a strikeout. The 1-1. That one in there as well. Change up outside corner. That change up on the outside to righties has been really, really good for Sanchez. And the 1-2. Slider in the dirt, can't get the swing. Kept in front there by Messi, a 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, base is empty. Sanchez is trying to get through 5. And the pitch. That one below the knees. The infield thought it was high enough. Sanchez asking for the challenge himself, and it is a failed challenge. So the count will stay at 3-2. Blue Jays down to just one challenge remaining. Fort Myers still with all 3. Sanchez kicks, fires, 3-2. That one foul tip by Urbina. Stays alive just barely. Three balls, two strikes. We'll try it again. Urbina pulling on that right calf. Not sure if it went off of him or not, but he's back in the 3-2. That one missed low and outside. Second free pass issued by Sanchez. Blue Jays do have someone warming up in the pen. Can't tell who it is from here. Now Noah Miller up for the third time. He's 1-for-1 with a single and a walk. Righty-lefty matchup, first pitch. That one fouled off left side, lined over towards Eddie's bar. Oh, and 1. Urbina on for the first time today. potential threat to steal. Went 9 of 13 on the season. That one low and inside. A ball and a strike. The 1-1. There goes the runner. That one gets by Messia. Back to the backstop. Sliding into second safely is going to be Urbina. He puts himself in scoring position. That's going to be a stolen base. Messia a little quick to try and get that transition from the glove to the bare hand. Pulled that glove a little too early. 2-1 count to Miller, now with an RBI opportunity. The pitch. That one line, that's going to fall for a base hit. They're going to wave the runner around. Alan Roden's got a cannon. The throw to the plate is going to be up high. Now throw back over to second. And Miller's back sliding into second in time. He advances on the throw to home. An RBI single for Noah Miller. His second hit of the night, first RBI. That gets another run on the board for the Mighty Muscles. Now a 5-2 ball game.
Number one, Tanner Schoholm.
Noah Miller now 2-for-2. He's reached base safely all three times. And Drew Hayes is going to come out of the dugout for the Blue Jays. Misael Urbina a little too fast for that cannon on the of a right arm by Alan Roden. Blue Jays infield converges on the mound. This would likely be Rafael Sanchez's last inning. Drew Hayes wants him to get through it, get him in position for the potential win. And the lefty, Harry Rutkowski's warming up in the pen. Tanner Schoebel will be the batter. He's 0-for-2 today. Reached on a fielder's choice, came around and scored a run. Grounded into a double play to end the third inning. And now everybody back to their respective positions. Drew Hayes back in the dugout. Two down for Schoebel. First pitch, that one just above the zone. 1-0 to start him off. Again, the Blue Jays down to just one challenge remaining. They'll have to use it wisely. Likely wouldn't see them use it till at least after the seventh inning. That one in there. Schoebel kicking himself for not swinging to that pitch. One and one. Sanchez out of the stretch. Kicks and fires. Slider comes back in. 1-2. Gets it on the front door. A ball and two strikes. The 1-2. That one lifted towards left. Going back towards the track is Salinas. He's settling and makes the grab right on the warning track, and that will end the inning. One run for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. They get one back. It's 5-2 as we head towards the home half of the fifth. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, home half of the fifth. Cade Doty, the third baseman, is going to lead things off. 3-4-5 hitters for the Blue Jays. Doty, Williams, and Brown do up. Mike Paredes back out. That one ripped down the left field line, but that's hook and foul. Right off the netting. 0-1 the count to start off Doty. Doty 1-for-2, an infield single, an RBI, a run scored. Paredes got the last two outs of the fourth in relief of Pearson Ohl. That one lifted high left side. That's going to get well out of play as well. 0-2 the count. Back-to-back hung up breaking balls to start off the at-bat. That Doty was just a little early on. Mike Paredes has to be careful. The 0-2. That one upstairs. Goes back with a fastball. 1-2. That one, a ground ball, hard hit off the end of the glove of Cavaco. Throws, not in time. Doty just able to beat it out. Let's see how they rule it. It was a hot shot there in the hot corner. And I think they're going to rule that as an infield single.
First baseman, number 37,
we'll wait for the scoreboard to change. And it does. So an infield single, his second infield hit of the night. All of his batted balls have gone to third base. That one lifted high by Williams. First pitch out of play. Peyton Williams 1-for-2. He had himself an infield single to third. That one outside. A ball and a strike, lefty-righty matchup. Williams out infield single and a strikeout looking. Paredes out of the stretch. Kicks and fires. That one low. Blue Jays leading 5-2. Fort Myers is able to push one across to bring it back to within three. The 2-1. Lifted high left side. That ball's hooking. Keep going, ball. Keep going. That's going to be... Oh, missed. Missed by Cavaco right by the end of the dugout. They're not going to give him an error on it, but Cavaco should have definitely caught that. That's a second one down by the dugout railing that the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles could not take advantage of. A 2-2 count, move over to first, and standing up was Doty. Two balls, two strikes. Eliander Alcalde warming up for the Blue Jays in the pen. There goes Doty. That one outside, 3-2 count. The throw is in time to get him. A perfect throw by Cardenas down to second, gets Doty trying to steal. So that's the first out of the inning. And now Peyton Williams with a 3-2 count. The pitch. That one ripped into right. That's going to fall for a base hit. So the stolen base attempt, not really worth it after that single by Williams. Would have been first and second at the worst. But with Doty, likely would have been able to turn and go to three. But either way, one on, one away for Devontae Brown. Devontae Brown, 1-for-2. First pitch, that one low and outside the slider. An RBI single back in the third inning for Devontae. Brought in that fifth run. The 1-0, rather. Now that one down low. Let's see if Cardenas challenges. He does not. 2-0 the count to Devontae. The pitch. That one low and outside. Three balls, no strikes. Peyton Williams there at first base. Paredes kicks, fires. That one lifted high. Devontae with the green light on the 3-0. Pops it up in the infield. Cavaco with the call makes the grab. And that's two down.
Now batting number 14,
Esteban Machado, the DH. He's up for the third time. One for one, a sack fly back in the first inning. And a single in the third. One on, two down. First pitch, that one low. Paredes kicks, fires. That one called a strike outside corner. Devontae didn't like the call, but with the Blue Jays only having one challenge remaining, he opts not to challenge. Rather, Machado at the plate. The 1-1. Now in a foul ball right side through the legs of Machado. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Paredes back on the rubber. One and two the count. The pitch. That one outside. Paredes thought that slider was going to come back in. Couldn't get the call on it. Count evens up. The 2-2. Outside. Well outside. That one might have been the changeup by Paredes. 3-2. Full count. There goes the runner, and that one a foul tip strikeout. Stays in the mitt of Cardenas. And Machado will go down on strikes. So the Blue Jays leave a runner at first. We'll head to the top half of the sixth. Blue Jays still up 5-2 here at TD Ballpark.
Put your loving hand out, baby, 'cause I'm hard and fast, I had everything. I walked away, you want me then, but easy come and easy go, and it would end. So anytime I bleed, you let me go, yeah, anytime I feel, you got me, no, anytime I see, you let me know, but the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, 'cause I don't wanna lose you, hey, yeah, da, 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 'cause I'm begging, begging you, put your love in the hand. I need you to understand. Tried so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be, the shadow all my life was dragging over me. A broken man that I don't know, won't even stand, I'd never stand to be my soul. Why we're chewing, why we're chasing, why the bottom, why the basement, why we got good, she don't embrace it, why the feel for the need to replace me, you're the wrong.
We're back here, top half of the sixth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Eliander Alcalde, the new pitcher for the Blue Jays, taking over for Rafael Sanchez. First pitch, that one lifted high, deep towards left. Hooking towards the corner, that ball is gone. First pitch by Alcalde to Cardenas. It's a solo shot to lead off this sixth inning. That brings it to within two. Cardenas with 9 home runs during the regular season. Hits his 10th of the year, first of the postseason. And now it's 5-3. So not the start Alcalde wanted. He made 1 appearance for Dunedin this year. Went 3 1/3, gave up 4 hits, no runs. His only appearance coming about 2 weeks ago in Tampa. First pitch to Ben Ross in there for a called strike. The final line for Rafael Sanchez. 5 innings pitched, 7 hits, 2 runs, both earned. 2 walks, 3 Ks. The 0-1, that one low. One and one. Alcalde out of the windup. That one in there. No, missed outside. Looked all right to me, but Messi is not going to risk that last challenge. 2-1. And the 2-1. That one lifted high towards center. Devontae Brown coming in. First step was back for him, and that is going to be caught. Devontae Brown with a ton of speed able to make up for that bad first step. But he's able to run it down, make the grab for out number one. That's going to bring up Kalei Rosario.
Right fielder, number 25, Kalei Rosario.
Kalei Rosario up for the third time. He's 0 for 2. Ground out and a fly out. Out of the lineup, first pitch. That one lifted high right side towards the line. And it looks like it'll get out of play, and it will. 0-1 to start off Rosario. Rosario played in 109 games for Fort Myers this year. That one fouled back top of the screen. 0-2. That's something I joked about a bit throughout the season, that at some point one's going to make its way towards my booth, but so far so good. We still got potentially one more postseason game here at TD Ballpark. That one missed up high, 1-2. But if we go through a full year without a ball joining my booth, then I'll be all right with that. Out of the windup, the 1-2. That one in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Rosario, a 2020 fifth rounder out of high school in Hilo, Hawaii. That one fouled back. Stays alive, 2-2. Out of the windup, Alcalde. The 2-2 pitch. That one fouled off again. Rosario fighting those tough pitches off, staying alive. Rosario with 12 home runs in the regular season, led the team. The 2-2, that one fouled off his front foot, bounced over to short. So he stays alive yet again. 2-2, bases empty, one away. Rubel Cespedes, the first baseman on deck. The pitch again. That one in the dirt off the knee pad of Messi over towards the on-deck circle. 3-2, a full count to Rosario. Rosario, just 20 years old. A 3-2. Line ball, that's going to be right in front of Doty. Picks it on the hop. Throw to first in time. 5-3 on the putout. That'll bring up Cespedes.
First baseman, number 20, Rubel Cespedes.
Rubel Cespedes up for the third time. One for two, a single and a ground out to second base. Lefty-righty matchup. Alcalde kicks, fires, first pitch, fouled back. 0-1 to start him off. Blue Jays still leading by two. Four runs in the first, one in the third. Fort Myers has scored a run each in the first, fifth, and sixth innings now. That one fouled back again. 0-2 the count. Alcalde. He's stretched out to where he can go two, three, maybe even four innings in relief. Blue Jays trying to save their bullpen as much as possible for a potential three-game set, but if they can win game one, that's all that matters. One and two, that one in the dirt. This is a best of three. The next two games, and the third if necessary, will be played in Fort Myers. That one skipped again. Again, we'll be on the road with the team. Both of those games in Fort Myers. First pitch scheduled for 7 p.m. Alcalde. The 2-2. Caught and a miss. Back foot slider got him to chase after. Down on strikes goes Cespedes. First strikeout for Alcalde. Gives up the solo shot on the first pitch of the inning, but retires the next three. Blue Jays lead 5-3 as we head towards the home half of the sixth. And Blue Jays fans, don't forget, again, the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network is going on the road with the team for the playoffs. Tomorrow is an off day, but Game 2 will be in Fort Myers on Thursday, September 15th. And Game 3, if necessary, will also be in Fort Myers on Friday, September 16th. Both games scheduled first pitch at 7 p.m. Make sure to tune in as your Blue Jays continue their playoff run.
I be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key, yeah. Oh, something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be. Hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me, we some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. The heroes down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us. And if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be out of hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving on all the options. Quite everything that they're saying. My mama proud as she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me. But even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold.
We're back here, home half of the sixth. The Roque Salinas going to lead things off. 7-8-9 hitters, Salinas, Messier, and Beltre. Mike Paredes back out. An inning and two-thirds so far by him. First pitch to Salinas, in there for a called strike. Salinas 0-2, a pop out and a strikeout. He's looking for his first hit. That one missed inside. Count evens 1-1. Righty-lefty matchup. Paredes kicks, fires. That one chopped right side, foul. 1-2 the count to Salinas. Blue Jays leading by two now. After back-to-back innings with a run for Fort Myers. That one line, that's going to be picked in front of the glove by Cespedes. Steps on first, takes it himself for the 3-U. And the scorecard, that brings up Victor Messier. Nobody on, one away.
Catcher, number 27, Victor.
Messier 0-2, a pop out and a ground out. Messier hit his first home run of the season this past Saturday against Palm Beach. That first pitch, taking the slider for a strike by the knees. 0-1. That came in the eighth inning. Blue Jays scoring four runs in that inning. Winning that game 9-3. Ended up being the last game of the year. No balls, two strikes to Messia. And the pitch. That went upstairs. One ball, two strikes. Paredes comes set. The 1-2. That one lifted high up in the infield. Paredes off the mound. It's going to be called off by Cavaco. He'll make the grab, and that's two down. Manuel Beltre, the second baseman. He'll step in for the third time. 1-for-2 with a double into left. Blue Jays offense has slowed down a bit. Obviously, it's tough to maintain the pace set in the first inning. First pitch of the slider in there for a called strike. 10 hits on the night by Dunedin. 5 runs pushed across. That one popped up right side of the infield. Cespedes settles, makes the grab, and that will end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Blue Jays for the second time tonight. We'll head to the top of the seventh. Final third of this game. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Blue Jays up 5-3. Back here, top half of the seventh. Eliander Alcalde back out for his second inning worth of work. First pitch to Keanu Cavaco. That one popped up out of play, 0-1. Cavaco, 1-of-2 on the night. Fly out to center, an infield single on the plate that Messia could not see. The 0-1, that one upstairs. Alcalde, first pitch he threw was a solo shot by Noah Cardenas. He went on to retire the next three guys in order. And the 1-1, that one lifted high right side. That should get out of play. Peyton Williams tracking it, and it will land about three rows deep. 1-2 the count. Righty-righty matchup. Alcalde kicks and fires. That one a grounder over to short. Kasevich with the pickup. Throw is in time. Just able to get Cavaco, who is racing down the line. One up, one down. That'll bring up Nate Baez.
Designated hitter, number 17, Nate Baez.
One away. Baez, the DH. 0-for-2, a strikeout and a double play, a 3-6-1 double play on a really nice play turned by Sanchez. That first pitch, the slider in there for a strike, 0-1. Looking over at the other playoff game being played right now, that one fouled straight down. That one might have hit Messi on the mask. 0-2 the count. St. Lucie currently up on Palm Beach, 3-0. They're currently in the bottom half of the sixth. That one being played in Palm Beach at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And the 0-2. That one in the dirt. St. Lucie was the first half champion in the East Division. Palm Beach, who we just had come into town, they were the second half champions. They clinched on that first game of that series. Allen fouled back again, staying alive is Baez. One ball, two strikes. Alcalde, the pitch. Fouled back again. Baez fouling off the high heat, staying alive. Count stays 1-2. Looks like the Blue Jays might have someone working in the pen. Not 100% sure. The 1-2 will keep an eye. That one driven towards center. Devontae Brown moving to his right, makes the grab on the run. 2-up, 2-down. Top of the order now, Misael Urbina.
Batting, number 8, Misael Urbina.
0-2, a walk, a run scored. He's up for the fourth time tonight. First pitch by Alcalde. That one a soft chopper over to third. Charging into Doty. Bare hands it, throws in time. A nice play by Cade Doty to end the inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left aboard. It's stretch time here at TD Ballpark. We'll head to the home half of the seventh. Blue Jays up 5-3.
Down south to the land of the pines, I'm thumbing my way into North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock string band. My baby plays the guitar, I pick a banjo now. Oh, North Country winners.
We're back here, home half of the seventh, top of the order. Josh Kasevich leading things off. Takes that first pitch, the slider for a ball. 1-0. Looked like Cardenas might have went to go challenge, but opted not to. That one definitely in there, above the knees, four strike, 1-1. Kasevich singled and scored his first time up. 0-2 since. That one called a strike of the knees. Kasevich didn't like it, but again, Blue Jays just one challenge remaining. 1-2 the count. Mike Paredes back out. Now on a chopper over to second. That's picked up by Schoble. throw over to first in time for the 4-3 putout. One up, one down.
Right fielder, number 34, Alan Rodden.
Alan Rodden up for the fourth time. He's 2 of 3. He's scored both times he's reached base. That first pitch, the slider, well outside, 1-0. Might have actually been the curveball. Paredes, the 1-0, that one inside. Missed both times with the off-speed, opts to change the ball. Lefty-righty matchup. Blue Jays looking to add a couple runs. Currently up by 2, 5-3. That one missed inside as well, the fastball. 3-0 to Rodden. Three balls, no strikes. That one he watches go by. Didn't have the green light. I believe that might be Connor Larkin out there in the Blue Jays' pen. The righty on the active roster. He's a rehabber. That one missed up high. Paredes issues the one-out walk. That's going to put Rodden on base. Cade Doty coming up.
Third baseman, number 2, Cade Doty.
Let's see if they can keep the streak alive for Rodden scoring every time he's been on. It'll be up to Cade Doty and potentially Peyton Williams. Doty on the night, 2 of 3, both infield singles to third. That one popped up back out of play. No balls, a strike. And a move over. Rodden back in, diving safely. Cespedes faking the throw back over to Paredes, hoping that Rodden would take a step off the bag, but he did not, 0-1. The pitch. That one inside. And asking for a challenge there is Cardenas. That is confirmed as a ball. First unsuccessful challenge by Fort Myers. They've got two remaining. One and one the count. Odd challenge there by Cardenas, but they did have three remaining, so. The 1-1 caught and a miss at that slider low and outside. 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one on, one away. The pitch. Now on a soft chopper left side that kicks foul. Doty will see another, a 1-2 count. Rodden was 5 of 6 in the regular season on stolen base attempts. We'll see if Blue Jays try to be aggressive here. A 1-2 count. That one missed. Count evens up. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And it's still 3-0 in Palm Beach. Caught and a miss. Doty couldn't make contact with that changeup. He goes down on strikes. First strikeout for him tonight. That'll bring up Peyton Williams. Second strikeout for Paredes. He's now gone 3 1/3. The same amount as his predecessor. First pitch up and in to Williams. Fastball missing, 1-0. One on, two away. Williams, 2 of 3. A run scored and a strikeout. That one missed out. Two balls, no strikes. Lefty-righty matchup. That one upstairs, a 3-0 count to Williams. Let's see if he's got the green light. He's another one of those guys in the lineup who's not afraid to take a walk. Count. Paredes comes set. Kicks and fires. Caught and a miss. He had the green light. Got the fastball. Couldn't connect. Infield shifted over to the right side as far as they can. The pitch. That one sent off the end of the bat. That's going to fall for base hit. Alan Roden stopping at second. I think he had a pretty good opportunity to take third, but with two outs already, he opts to stay at second. Now Devontae Brown will step in. Runner in scoring position. Another runner on first. Third hit of the game for Peyton Williams. Devontae Brown, he's 1-for-3 in RBI. Blue Jays trying to add on to their lead. First pitch, that one fouled back. Oh, and one the count to Devontae. Paredes looking towards second. Kicks and fires. That one lined right side. That's going to get through for a base hit. They're going to wave Roden around third. The throw to the plate will not be in time. Another RBI single by Devontae Brown makes it a 3-run game again. 6-3 here in the seventh. Devontae Brown comes through again. And now the pitching coach, Carlos Hernandez, will come out of the dugout. And he's going to talk to Paredes and Cardenas. And it's going to be Esteban Machado, the switch hitter. He'll bat from the left side against the righty. Still first and second, still two outs, but a run across in the inning for the Blue Jays. Devontae Brown with his second RBI. Robert Ginther out to break up the meeting. Blue Jays leading 6-3 here in the seventh inning. And now, as everybody heads back to where they should be, it'll be Esteban Machado. Machado 1-for-2 on the night, an RBI on a sac fly in the first. A single and a strikeout since. Paredes is going to have to be really careful against Machado. First pitch, that one lifted high left side. That's hooking, keep going. That's going to get out of play. Bounces around in the stands in front of Eddie's Bar. An 0-1 count to Machado. No balls, one strike. Now on a soft chopper right side. That could be trouble. Picked up by Schobel. Flips it underhand, makes the play. That'll end the inning. Just one run on the board for the Blue Jays, but they extend their lead back out to 3. We'll head to the top half of the 8th. 6-3, your Blue Jays lead. And Blue Jays fans, every game of these 2022 Florida State League playoffs will be streamed live right here on the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. Game 2 of this league championship series will be this Thursday, September 15th in Fort Myers. And Game 3, if necessary, will be on Friday, September 16th, also in Fort Myers. Both games scheduled for a first pitch at 7 p.m. make sure to tune in and support your Blue Jays while we're on the road. Eighth inning coming up here at TD Ballpark.
Oh, my love, yeah, yeah. I'm alone, yeah. I'll replay this moment for months. Alone in my head, waiting for it to come. I wrote all your lines and the scripts in my mind, and I hope that you follow it for once. I imagine myself inside in the room with platinum and gold eyes, dancing, catch your eye, you'd be mesmerized, oh. Find the corner there, your hands in my hair, finally we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night, no. Don't go yet.
Oh yeah, don't go yet. Don't go.
We're back here, top half of the eighth, minor league rehabber Connor Larkin out for a rehab assignment here. First pitch to Noah Miller, taken outside for a ball. 1-0 to start him off. Larkin pitching in his second game here in Dunedin on rehab assignment. 2 1/3 innings so far through 2 appearances, 1 run, 2 hits. It was an unearned run. That one lifted towards left. Salinas going back towards the track, makes the grab. Right on the edge of the warning track, and that's one up, one down. That'll bring up Tanner Schobel, the second baseman. AJ Labus, the right-handed pitcher, warming up in the Mighty Muscle Pen. He should be on for the eighth inning. First pitch by Larkin to Schobel, taken outside with a slider, 1-0. Fastball slider changeup in the repertoire for Connor Larkin. He's been on the IL since June 29th. Got moved up to High A Vancouver on May 21st. That one, did he go around? He did. 1-1 the count. Nelson Fraley on the call on that check swing, 1-1. And a cut and a miss. 1-2 the count to Schobel. With the Blue Jays in his first stint, Larkin was phenomenal. A 1.46 ERA through 9 appearances. The 1-2, that one called strike 3. Asking for the challenge right away is Schobel. So we'll hold, and that is changed to a ball.
The call of strike has been overturned.
So another successful challenge by Fort Myers. They still got 2 remaining. 2-2 the count. Larkin comes set out of the stretch. The 2-2 pitch. That one just missing with a fastball. 94-mile-an-hour fastball for Connor Larkin. That one just missing off the plate. That one cut and a miss. Back with a slider. Gets the whiff. Schobel down on strikes. First strikeout for Larkin. Fifth strikeout on the night for Dunedin pitching, and that brings up Noah Cardenas. Cardenas, 2 of 3. Hit a solo home run in his last at bat. That was the first pitch that Eliander Alcalde threw. First pitch in there for a called strike. Oh, and one. That one lifted towards right, coming in is Roden. He settles, makes the grab, and that will end the inning. 1-2-3 for the second inning in a row. Go the Mighty Muscles. We'll head to the bottom half of the eighth. Blue Jays up by three. They'll look to add a couple insurance runs here. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. And again, don't forget, Blue Jays fans, the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network is going on the road with the team for the playoffs. Tomorrow is an off day, but Game 2 will be in Fort Myers on Thursday, September 15th. And Game 3, if necessary, will also be in Fort Myers on Friday, September 16th. Both games are scheduled for a 7 p.m. first pitch. Make sure to tune in as your Blue Jays continue their playoff run.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, ain't gonna lie. Girl, I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you made up. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl. Don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
We're back here, home half of the eighth. 7-8-9 hitters up for the Blue Jays. A.J. Labos, the new pitcher for Fort Myers. He's tasked to face Roque Salinas, Victor Mesia, and Manuel Beltre, the bottom third of the order. First pitch, ripped over to right, and that's going to be over the second baseman Schoble's head into right field for a base hit for Roque, his first hit of the night. One on, nobody out. Now for Victor Mesia. Mesia up for the fourth time. He's 0 for 3. First pitch, that one, the slider in there. 0-1 to start off Mesia. Paredes, the final line, 3 2/3. Four hits, one run. It was earned. A walk and two Ks. And that one fouled off right side, 0-2. Labos made five appearances for Fort Myers this year. One start. Pitched 10 total innings. A 7.20 ERA. Gave up 8 runs, all of them being earned. In the regular season, that one missed inside, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. And a cut and a miss going to the ground, and an off-balance swing by Mesia. He's down on strikes for the first time tonight. Manuel Beltre will step in, one on, one away. 1 for 3 on the night. First strikeout for Labos. That one, first pitch in there. 0-1 to start off Beltre. Both teams with just 5 strikeouts. The defense for both teams is getting a lot of work tonight. The 0-1, that one a grounder left side, foul. About a foot to the left of the line. And it's 0-2 to Beltre. Last chance for Dunedin to add an insurance runner or two before the ninth. 0-2 the count to Beltray. That one called strike three outside corner. Beltray didn't like it but accepts it. He goes down looking for a strikeout for him. Second straight strikeout for Labus. That'll bring up Josh Kasevich. He's 1-for-4. Singleton scored his first time up. A ground out, a pop out, and a ground out since. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch by Labus. That one in there. Oh, and one to start him off. Blue Jays do have a righty working in the pen. Soft chopper back to the pitcher. Labus with a pickup. Underhand toss over to first in time for the 1-3 put out. That ends the inning. No runs a hit. One man left the board. We're headed to the ninth here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays up by 3. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be back here at TD Ballpark.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late.
Back here, top half of the ninth. Blue Jays leading it 6-3 here in game one of this West Division Championship Series. Ben Baggett's out for the ninth. He's got 3 runs to work with. It is a save opportunity, his 3rd save opportunity of the year. He's 2-of-2 so far. On for the 18th time, 17 times in the regular season. 18 2/3 innings pitch, a 0.96 ERA. On the season for Ben Baggett. He's been phenomenal all year long. He's tasked to get these last 3 outs. First pitch misses to Ben Ross, the left fielder. 1-0 to start him off. Ben Ross 2-of-3. 5-6-7 hitters due up in this inning. Ross, Rosario, and Cespedes. Ben Baggett, the 26-year-old. The 1-0, that one missed outside as well. That time with the slider. Ben Baggett, born in Riverdale, Georgia, went to Stanford in his first couple years. That one missed up high, a 3-0 count. Transferred to Florida Southern, pitched just 4 innings in college before signing with the Blue Jays this past February. And that one in there, fastball 94, 3-1 the count to Ross. giving up 4 runs all regular season, 2 of them earned. Both earned runs, coincidentally, came against the Mighty Muscles. And the pitch, that one lifted high towards left. Ben Ross, a no-doubter. That went over the netting. Second solo home run by Fort Myers in this ballgame. They get one back. It's now 6-4. Ben Ross circles the bases for the 4th time this year. He had 3 home runs in the regular season.
Right fielder, number 25, Kalei Rosario.
Not the best start by Ben Baggett, but he's still got 2 runs. Needs 3 outs before that. Baggett kicks, fires, first pitch, lifted right side, foul. 0-1 to Kalei Rosario. Ben Ross just a triple away from the cycle, obviously the hardest one to get, and hopefully he doesn't come back up. That one low. Rosario 0-3 tonight. 1-1 the count. Baggett kicks and fires. That one missed. Messi is going to ask for that challenge. And that is changed to a strike. So 1-2 now the count to Rosario.
The result is a 1-2 count on the batter.
First successful challenge by the Blue Jays tonight. They still got that one remaining. One ball, 2 strikes. Baggett looking to bounce back. Kicks and fires. Fouled off, back to the screen. One and two the count. And the pitch. That one sent towards center. That's going to be a base hit. Off the end of the bat, it flutters in. So that brings up the tying run potential.
First baseman, number 20, Rubel Cespedes.
Rubel Cespedes, the first baseman. He's 1-3 on the night. Singled in his first at bat. A ground out and a strikeout since. First pitch by Baggett. That one low. Blue Jays trying to hang on for a game one victory. The 1-0, that one fouled off left side. 93 that time from Baggett. One ball, 1 strike, the count to Cespedes. He's about as close to the plate as you can get. The 1-1. That one missed low. Fastball just below the knees, 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Baggett kicks and fires. That one sent towards left. Salinas come in a separate 2 now, makes the grab. That's out number 1. That'll bring up Keone Cavaco.
Third baseman, number 9, Keone Cavaco.
1-on, 1 away. Baggett needing to retie that right cleat. One on, 1 away. First pitch taken down low. 1-0 to start off Cavaco. Baggett looking towards first. Now kicks and fires. Soft chopper. That's up the middle. That's going to be picked up at second by Beltre. Steps on the bag, and that's all he can get. They get the force. They get the out. Cavaco reaches on the fielder's choice. Good job with the footwork on Beltre. And that's going to get Donnie Murphy out of the dugout for the Blue Jays. He's going to ask second base umpire Garrett Griffin why that potentially wasn't interference on Kalauti Rosario. I don't think he's got much of a case there. I don't think there's ever going to be a chance that Beltre could hop off the bag and make the throw to first. Everything looked all right to me. Rosario stayed on the bag. He did go in with a hard slide, but you are allowed to. You don't have to get out of the way. Your slide just has to keep you on the bag. But Murphy still out there trying to get the explanation from Garrett Griffin. The explanation, not one that he loves, but he's walking back towards the dugout. It's one he's going to have to accept. Designated hitter. So one on, two away. Nate Baez, the DH. For Myers down to their last out. Blue Jays just one out away. Baggett kicks, fires, first pitch. That one in on the hands. Popped up in the infield. Who's going to call for it? It's going to be Beltre. He makes the grab. The Blue Jays win game one by a score of 6-4. They take a 1-0 lead in this series. Fort Myers scored 4 runs on 10 hits. They committed 2 errors. Your Blue Jays, 6 runs on 13 hits. They committed 0 errors. The win goes to Rafael Sanchez. The loss goes to Pearson Ohl. And Ben Baggett gets his 3rd save in as many attempts. We're off tomorrow, but we will be on the road in Fort Myers on Thursday for Game 2 of this series. We appreciate you tuning in tonight, and on behalf of everyone here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. Blue Jays win 6-4. They take a 1-game lead in this series. A chance to clinch it up on Thursday in Fort Myers. We'll see you on Thursday for Game 2. I'm Chris Valentine. It's been a pleasure. We'll see you in Fort Myers.
Doesn't this guitar sound so good? So sweet.
Living in this big blue world with my head up in outer space. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. I see trouble come my way. I'll be making lemonade. I know I'll be A-O, A-OK. I know I'll be A-O, A-OK.
Hey, little lady, I know you're feeling crazy. Woo! All your other friends are busy making them babies. Been out in the real world, don't like how it's tasting. Let me change your mind with my little old saying.
What?
2, 4, 6, 8, who do we appreciate? Put some sugar in my water, yeah. Cause we making meaning made. Forget all.
Living in this big blue world, with my head up in outer space.
single season touchdown throws. And good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard. He's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city where.
If you come undone, painting stars up on your ceiling, 'cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, yeah. You know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to take my